Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. We'll tell you in about 40 minutes what we got cooking for the weekend. What's coming up with our man Mike Conti and Bo Morgan as well. So, Mike, you know, we talked a lot yesterday on the show. We're going to talk to Hayden Hurst here in a little bit. But we talked a lot yesterday about two quarterbacks, specifically Russell Wilson, obviously, who it makes me laugh now. You know, Russell does not want a trade. All right, why are we talking about this?
But if he did want a trade, here's the four teams we'd want to go to.
Why are we talking, right? It's like, it's so anyways, I see this last night we got off the air. And then a buddy of mine up in Seattle, I had texted him yesterday morning, and he hit me back. And I said, you know, what's the vibe? And he was like, dude, people up here are losing their mind because they don't trust Pete Carroll.
Right.
And I was like, what do you mean? And he says that there is the sentiment of the fans that are really concerned that Pete Carroll might screw this up, Mike.
Well, Pete does have an ego, and Pete loves him some Pete. And to be honest, it's almost kind of an afterthought. Great defense, run game, but Russell Wilson, let's be honest, Carl, are they in the playoffs without Russell Wilson the last couple of years? No way, Jose.
No way. All right, man, let's talk to our guy. His name is Hayden Hurst. He is our tight end for our Atlanta Hawks here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Hayden Hurst, bro, what is going on with you, man? How are things?
Everything's going good, guys. I'm down here in sunny Florida, and I just can't enjoy enough of it. It's about 85 and sunny, so the perfect off season right now.
Oh, you dog. Oh, man, that's killing
me.
So I know we talked about it. We know you got acclimated here in the A, and we were just talking about it last hour. We said, man, if anything, you know, it's so many weapons on offense. Sometimes it's like they forgot about you because you were a big-time weapon in the red zone. What did you think of your first year? How would you evaluate your first year in Atlanta?
You know, in my personal opinion, I'm obviously a perfectionist. I wouldn't be in the NFL if I wasn't. I think I'm capable of much more. And I think towards the end of the season, I kind of tapped in finally to what I think I'm capable of. You know, they used me in the red zone. I started stretching the field vertically a little bit here and there, but you know, I'm excited about the new staff. You know, hopefully they're watching some of my tape too, as well as the other guys, and they can, you know, hopefully I can help us do great things in the future. You know, like I said, I think I just kind of tapped into what I'm capable of doing on the field this year towards the end.
Hayden, has Arthur Smith or our general manager, I know it's a little different with the GM, more I think coaches would do this, but have they either one of those guys reached out or has that not happened yet?
The tight end coach, he's reached out. After I won the Alan Page Community Award, Arthur Smith reached out, the head coach reached out, and so I've been in a little bit of contact with those guys, but you know, I haven't talked to him in depth yet, but you know, I'm looking forward to it.
What do you do when a guy, you know, obviously we had a different regime. Now you got a new coach. Do you look it up and see what they were doing in Tennessee as a player, or you just wait till you get your new playbook?
Yeah, you know, I've obviously checked out what they did in Tennessee, and they used the tight end a ton, you know, with Jonnu Smith and the things that they had him doing. You know, it's exciting. You know, I saw some article came out, you know, the tight end saw a certain percentage of throws from Tannehill in their offense. So it's definitely exciting, but you know, I just got to go out there and do what I'm capable of doing, and I think that'll take care of the rest.
It's Hayden Hurst, guys, starting tight end for our Atlanta Falcons here on Dukes and Bell. And Hayden mentioned he won the Alan Page Community Award, which is the highest honor and annually recognizes one player who demonstrates a profound dedication to positively impacting his team, city, and communities across the country. What did it mean for you to win that, man? I mean, you know, you've done and said a lot of things, you've shared a lot of things, but what did that mean for you?
I mean, I was shocked, to be honest, because I think, you know, in interviews, when talking to you guys and talking to everybody else, I don't really do this for the recognition. I genuinely enjoy helping people because I was once that person in need, and I know what it's like to be at the bottom and you feel like no one's there and no one cares about you. And so that's really why I do it. I don't do it for retweets or likes or things like that. I just genuinely, it comes from a place in my heart that I care about people, and I want people, you know, to know they're not alone in feeling that way.
We talked about it when it happened, and we thought it was such a class act when you reached out to Dak Prescott after the Cowboy game, after he had been killed in the media for saying that he had gotten depressed during the pandemic. And that, I thought that was really a class act. I mean, did you have any contact with him after that?
Yes, absolutely. He sent a couple, you know, auction items for our golf tournament down in Jacksonville last week. You know, we're in constant communication. Anything that he needs, you know, he knows that I'm there for him. Just even to talk, you know, because he's going through a lot right now with you coming off his ankle surgery. And, you know, I just kind of let it known to him that I'm here. You know, if he ever needs to talk or bounce ideas off of anybody, I'm there for him. And like you said, the moment between me and Dak was really not planned. You know, I had watched some of the stuff throughout the week of him getting, like you said, kind of crushed by certain people in the media. And I just thought it was absolutely ridiculous. You know, it takes a true form of strength to come out when you're under that type of scrutiny, you know, as America's team, America's quarterback. And the backlash that he got, I thought was just totally unwarranted. And I wanted to let him know I thought he was brave. And I think that's extremely manly to come out and talk about stuff like that.
Speaking of golf tournaments, Hayden, the Family Foundation, Hayden Hurst Family Foundation, your golf tournament here is happening March 29th at Marietta Country Club. Talk about why you put this event on, and, you know, obviously people want to get involved, and golf right now is a great, great thing to do during this pandemic, and people are outside, so it's a great opportunity for you to get out and do something like this. But tell the people about this and what's it all about.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, we're doing it at the Marietta Country Club. It's going to be on March 29th, and it's really our first family event in Atlanta. So we're very excited. You know, we hope for a great turnout. Last week down here in Jacksonville, we had about 118 golfers and raised about $80,000. So we're hoping to match that up in Atlanta. We need the support. We need people to come out because all the funds that we receive from these tournaments and these charity events that we put on are starting to go towards this new push that we're doing as the foundation. And it's going towards a curriculum that we're starting to put in school districts in Columbia, South Carolina. We've already got some in Baltimore. And like I said, we're starting to kind of spread our roots in the Atlanta area. So it's definitely exciting, and we hope for a great turnout. So it's going to be able to help a ton of people.
It's Hayden Hurst with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealers. We mentioned the NFL Players Association Alan Page Community Award went to Hayden for 2021. Last year when we spoke to you, you were like in limbo, man. You were shuttling back and forth from Jacksonville. You know, you're kind of living out of a suitcase. So you're getting into a more of a natural routine. And how much did it screw things up to not have, like, the OTAs and all the regular things you'd normally have for a season?
Yeah, it's always difficult, you know, coming into a new team, learning a new offense, and then on top of that, not being able to sit down in person in the off season with them. It's definitely different, but I think those are the times that we live in. So you got to be able to adapt. And, you know, I thought I caught on to the offense and stuff quickly last year, but lucky me, I get to learn a new one this year for my fourth straight season, but I'm excited. You know, it's just, like I said, I feel like I've kind of barely tapped into my abilities on the football field. I showed a little bit here and there. So I just need somebody to believe in me. And hopefully this new staff sees what I'm capable of on film, and, you know, I'll take care of the rest with the effort.
Bro, you know, we keep it real with you, right? I mean, we talk about what we talk about when you're not even on the show. And I was frustrated with our coordinator last year and Dirk Cutter, right? And I know he's no longer here, but I want to get your perspective on this, because was it scheme or was it lack of execution? When we talk about why our offense didn't excel the way we thought it would. Now, I know one of our biggest pieces in Julio wasn't on the field. Hayden, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about what you saw and what you guys did every day. What was wrong, and why didn't we exceed the way we thought we would?
You know, a lot of factors go into it. Like we just talked about, you know, this whole COVID season, it was extremely strange. It was hard to, you know, at the start to get on the same page. Schematic wise, I think it just took us a little while to get going. you know, I saw somewhere we lost, what, 10 or 11 games by one possession. And we're not very far off. I know people, you know, Atlanta sports fans always get heartbroken and stuff like that. But I truly don't think this team is that far off, you know. And it shows. We almost beat, you know, the Super Bowl, the former Super Bowl champions, the Super Bowl runner-ups. We were in every game with Tampa. So, I mean, we're a potent offense. We've got athletes all over the field. It's just, it's going to take hopefully this new staff coming in and putting guys in the right positions.
It's Hayden Hurst with us guys here on Dukes and Bell. And Hayden, you know, you touched on it. You know, we know it. Falcon fans live it. You're now a part of it for your first year. How do you get clutch? I mean, is that something that you guys even talk about? When it seems like when moments seem to get their own momentum and we can't find a way to close it out.
Yeah, I think that's going to start in camp. And, you know, I'm sure with a new staff and all those guys coming in, you know, they're going to push guys to their limits here in training camp. I'm almost positive that's going to be how it goes. And they're going to see, you know, who their guys are, who the people they can rely on. And it's going to be fun. You know, it's always fun when a new staff comes in because it's just another way you get to prove yourself. You kind of start from scratch and you say, hey, you know, I'm going to go out here and do my thing and show what I'm capable of and just get somebody to believe in you.
All right, man, I want you to take me back. It's Hayden Hurst, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. What kind of baseball player was Hayden Hurst coming out of high school? Because to be drafted by the Pirates, you had to be a dude. You hit the fastball, curveball. What was your what was the negative for Hayden Hurst if I had a chance to watch you in high school coming out?
Ooh, coming out of high school, I could run it up there about, you know, 95, 96 miles an hour, but I always kind of make this joke. Could never find the strike zone, and that's why I find myself playing football now. It was
so
damn fun
hard
to light up a radar gun, but to be a batter against Hayden Hurst was probably not very fun in the minor leagues.
So, like, you're not alone, brother. I mean, there's a lot of dudes.
Oh,
you know, I mean, Chris Winkie, same thing. They joked about him. He was at Florida State with a minivan because he had like kids. He'd been in the minor league so long. So, but I mean,
right.
But what was that experience like? Because we all see Bull Durham and Carl and I, who covered baseball. But I mean, there had to be some fun experience, or was it all a drag for you down there?
Oh no, it was fun. You know, I enjoyed my time down there. Obviously, didn't have the success that I dreamt up when I was a kid, but. You know, it's a lot of life experiences. Was on my own at 18, 19, 20 years old. I had to figure stuff out on my own. I was, like I said, 18 years old, competing against 30-year-old men, you know, with families. So it definitely, I got my feet wet in the professional sports world. It kind of opened my eyes, you know, because coming out of high school, you're in your little bubble of your private school and the teams that you play against. And it just opens your eyes to different levels of competition. And it was fun, but not all it's cracked up to be. I know people are like, oh, you got drafted. You were in the major leagues. Like, not really. You know, you're on 4-hour bus rides, if not longer. You're getting box lunches, and you're not exactly getting the professional treatment. You got to work your way up.
It's not the show. There's no doubt. The grind from the minors to get to the big leagues is very hard. Hayden Hurst, once again, man, golf tournament March 29th. At Marietta Country Club. For more information, guys, on how to support this great event, and Mike and I do support it, HaydenHurstFoundation.com, or you can go to our website at 929thegame.com and check out all the information. But, yeah, we're excited about it, man, and we're glad you are giving back to the community. We love guys who do that and bringing this golf tournament here to Atlanta. What's the plan for you for the offseason? I mean, as far as your workout regimen, are you doing something different? What's the plan for you?
I'm pretty much going to pick up where I left off last off season. I put up a personal gym in my backyard. I've moved out of the garage. I actually put a building together and put a weight room in there, so it's nice. But, yeah, I took January off to kind of let my body catch back up and heal a little bit. And February 1st, man, I got going. So there's no looking back now. I'm going to keep grinding until whenever I end up in Atlanta, if that's here in April or if they cancel all that stuff, it's just August. But I will definitely be ready to go.
You got a jugs machine?
I do. And I have an old man who used to be a high school quarterback, my dad.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right, man.
He can still sling. He's a 62-year-old, but he can still sling it.
All right, man. So, again, should we draft Hayden Hurst in fantasy football this year, Carl? That is the big question.
Okay, you know what? Hayden, I'm not even going there, bro, because I know you get tired of hearing, oh, you let my fantasy team down. You're like, screw off.
It's funny. One week I go from, you know, you're the worst player to ever play, and then I catch two touchdowns, and I'm the best thing that's never happened. So, you know, I don't put too much stock in fantasy football, but it's always fun to hear about it.
Hey, man, thank you for coming on. Thank you for doing the things you're doing with the Hayden Hurst Family Foundation. And we look forward to checking you out and seeing you at the golf tournament in March, my man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, brother.
Hayden Hurst, guys. Mike, I'm with Hayden on this. I don't know what Arthur Smith's going to do. I'm just hoping he puts guys in the right position to be successful. Like, that's the biggest thing with this offense. And some of that has to do with the play calling. All right, man, we got plenty more to get to. NFL Blitz is on the way. Yeah, man, no, man. It's our Tailgate at Home edition on a Friday. It's Dukes and thanks to Hayden Hurst for stopping by. It is Dukes and Bell. And, again, his March, his golf tournament, should I say, is March 29th. If you guys want to participate or try to get involved, I don't know how many spots. We don't know. Guys are hitting us up. How many spots left? We have no idea. But go to HaydenHurstFoundation.com or 929TheGame.com for more information, guys. Hey, coming up, Yeah, Man, No, Man, our Tailgate edition. Also, we will get a chance to talk to Steve Koonin next hour, Hawks CEO, at around 4:40, as we do on Fridays. And we'll ask him about some of this stuff with Trey and some of the other things that we've been talking about, Mike. And we know the All-Star Game is going to be played. That is going to happen March 7th. That's Sunday night, where it's a one-night made-for-TV event, as
right.
They keep saying.
Right. And again, the mayor, I was going on Twitter, people getting mad at me, and I'm having fun with this. No, I said, I just thought it was inconsistent, the mayor saying that nobody should come to Atlanta. You know, we'll talk to Steve Koonin about it later in the 4 o'clock. I mean, we've had people in town having conventions. We've had hotels with high occupancy, restaurants getting impacted, $19 million over that cheerleading competition, according to the AJC. I'm saying, can't have a few folks throwing down? Can't have a few?
I don't know.
I mean, I get, like, now again, if people want to tell me, no, the NBA All-Star Weekend is people being so incredibly irresponsible, then just say it. But don't dance around the freaking subject. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not playing the race card. They're playing the race card. I got a guy calling me. He's like, you're trolling. I'm not trolling. We have people in the restaurant business. We have people that are hanging on by their fingernails, okay? If people want to come out here and if they can handle it responsibly, why couldn't we have some people out here this next weekend?
I wouldn't say it's the race card. You have all kind of individuals that come into town for these kinds of events. Those same individuals, no matter what they look like, okay, want to have a good time. And I do think there is a side of this, Mike. You're right, that there is, okay, oh, we're going to the A? We're going to the A? Oh, we're about to kick it. And have a good time, and there is an irresponsible that comes with that in this moment where we're at. So I don't know if that's about black or white. If you want to say more black folks going to come to Atlanta because of the All-Star game, okay. I've been to those All-Star games, and there's a multitude of people in the stands because your stars are playing. I just think people are looking to have a good time, and if you're not trying to promote that, then you tell people, don't come. But I hear what you're saying. But I think that's the issue. You invite that, and then you invite the irresponsibleness to happen.
And again, I can tell you, and I was talking to a couple guys earlier today about this, I can tell you as a former Midtown resident, clubs in Midtown were hopping all summer long, okay? It wasn't like, you know, there's a club I'm not going to name names, so I don't want people getting mad at me. But there was stuff going on south of 10th Street that was rolling all night. Okay, and all weekend, and it was like nothing changed. So, I mean, you know, it just, okay. I mean, I just want people to say it. I don't want people to dance around the subject and say, oh, no, a cheerleading competition is one thing, but NBA All-Star game, whoa, all right, then you're saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm just asking, why can't we have people come in here, spend some money, and you tell me all hell's going to break loose? Okay, it's, again, your words, not you, Carl, but their words, not mine.
No, I get it. I get it. And I don't think to whoever is saying those things, I would tell you this. I don't think cheerleading parents, okay, that are coming in for their convention are dropping their kids off at the hotel and going out and trying to have a good time. Having dinner is one thing, but to have these massive parties, Mike, where, you know, stuff is, alcohol's flowing, things get crazy, that's a different conversation. And I think that's what we're trying to limit. But I got to be honest with you guys. It's going to happen.
I mean, it's
some of these things are still going to happen. Now, they won't be publicized. You might not know about it. It might be at somebody's house in Bughead, but it's going to happen, okay? I'm not telling you the clubs are going to be packed, But you're trying to limit that stuff. So I hear where you're going.
But I know, right, I heard Brookhaven, I heard, is extending business hours. There's some people who are saying, hey, come on up if you're going to be in town. We got stuff for you to do. I'm just saying, I was arguing with some guys. And our buddy Tutan Reyes, again, a longtime NFL player, because he used to own a bar downtown. And he would say, yeah, same thing you were saying. You can't compare it. I'm just saying, people are people spending money. I mean, you're telling me it's going to be an uncontrollable free-for-all if we have people in Atlanta? I'm just saying.
How was it the last time we had an All-Star game here?
I went to Savannah because you couldn't get out of your driveway.
And that was the picture.
That was literally, Carl, people turning their cars off on Peachtree. It was it was unbelievable.
Right.
But again, didn't you just say that? But don't dance around the subject and say, you know, to me, I just want people to say what they mean and mean what they say.
404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. If you would love to chime in on that, I think you try to deter all of that activity as much as you can. But we live in the real world, and I do know that some of these things are still going to take place. But, Mike, if you're talking about, let's just say 100 events were going to happen in a normal All-Star weekend, and I'm talking, when I say events, guys, I'm talking about places you might be entertainers, stars, singers, rappers, whoever. Pick your people. All those events, and now you're telling me we're going to have a weekend where the game is one night and all the events are one night and guys are flying in and flying out, as Steve Koonin said, and you have 10 events? You've minimized the whole thing with how this is perceived with Atlanta. And I think that's what is being trying to be said. But I don't disagree with you about the spending and what's going on. All right, man, we got to get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, one of the things that we are following and keeping an eye on is Carson Wentz, this adjustment period. And his coach now, former coach, he was his offensive coordinator with the Eagles, Frank Reich, talked about Wentz. And basically, Mike, you know, when asked about the quarterback position, he was looking for a quarterback. His team needed a quarterback. And this is what Frank Reich said.
Very important, as we all know. I mean, it's a critical position. You always have that healthy tension of the quarterback position is really important, but the quarterback is just one man, you know, on the roster. So we do believe, like, we have the right roster, we have the right culture, and, you know, getting good quarterback play is something that is necessary to win a world championship. And obviously here in this organization, the standard has been set. And I feel like we've gotten good quarterback play in recent years, in our 3 years here as well. So we need to continue to have that kind of play and even continue to improve upon that kind of play for us to win a world championship.
You know what's interesting is, and I guess this makes sense, I wasn't sure because, again, I'm not a Colts fan. I'm not following them like that. But he's basically using the same scheme that they used in Philly. He didn't go there and try to install something different. So right. He says Wentz, Mike, is already ahead of the game because he knows the basic schemes of what they want to do because it's very similar to what they were doing in Philadelphia.
Well, he better had, right? I mean, this was the whole plan. That Frank Reich's the guy that can get the most out of Carson Wentz. You and I have debated at length, you know, just how much success of the Eagles the year they go to the Super Bowl should you give to Wentz? He was on pace for an MVP, certainly, Carl, you know, caliber season before the injury. So this is the guy that's got to get the most out of him. The Eagles obviously will be waiting to see just what their, you know, what their haul is going to be as far as draft picks. I think it can work. I'm not writing Carson Wentz off. If there's one guy who's going to get something out of him, I believe Frank Reich is that guy. Do you agree?
I do. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what Carson Wentz I'm getting. If I'm getting the MVP candidate in 2017, okay, they're in business. And if Deshaun is out of that division, by the way, that division is wide open. I mean, everybody talks about Jacksonville. Jacksonville may still be 3-4 years away, even with all that's going on. They're getting their quarterback. They got money to spend. We will see what Jacksonville becomes under Urban Meyer. But Indianapolis right now, playoff team last year with Phillip Rivers, if they get the 2017 Carson Wentz, Mike, and the guy's not making mistakes and his head's on, they're going to be in business because he's right. They got a really good team already.
Right. And I know that Phillip Rivers, did you think that was about what we'd expect to get from Phillip Rivers last year? Took it about as far as he could go?
As far as he could go, yes. Well, you know, I've said this, and I, some people think I'm critical of this, but when you look at Phillip Rivers' history, I mean, he's been a flake in some of these big playoff games.
He's had,
you know,
some, well, you know what? He's had some big moments, and you're right. He's had some real. I don't know if you say it's fair because rushing, they had a decent rushing attack. I think it was Jonathan Taylor was the guy for fantasy owners who actually had 11 touchdowns and went for 1,100 yards. The receiving core, I mean, it's an aging, you know, T.Y. Hilton. Zach Pascal emerged. I mean, I would say they've got to add a playmaker or two, right, to help this guy out if you're going to give Wentz. Because that was the argument, and Wentz, and my God, I'm playing devil's advocate for Carson Wentz. There were some awful wide receivers for the Eagles. I think they just released Alshon Jeffrey earlier this week, too.
I'm just looking at this because this is interesting. It's a story that has just come in. Disney, this is according to the Sports Business Journal, Disney and the NFL have reached a new rights deal. I'm just going to read this as I'm looking at this now because this is very interesting because we thought Disney was out and apparently Disney is in. Disney and the NFL have reached a broad agreement on a new media rights deal that will see ESPN renew Monday Night Football and ABC return to the Super Bowl rotation since the first time since 2006. Contracts have not been signed, but the two sides have smoothed over enough differences that the deal is very close at hand.
Interesting.
So here's the other thing. And guys, we've been waiting for this. If you're going, okay, with Dukes and Bell, what's the big deal? The NFL is still waiting to set their new cap, which is going to affect this year. And obviously, we'll see how much money we have to spend, how far we got to get under the cap and all that. We still got work to do. But they say that Disney, Mike, is expected to pay an increase of 30% from its current deal. So you're talking about $2 billion per year would equate to $2.6 billion. And the agreement comes after news was leaked. You brought this up in Guy Talk last week. We were both saying, who's going to pay for this? Disney said they were out originally. Now, apparently, at least according to this report from the Sports Business Journal, Disney has come to an agreement with the NFL. So Disney will pay far below what the other networks, as Fox and CBS and NBC, are all seeing an average annual value of their contracts double.
It is interesting. So Disney's the heart. So basically, the negotiating tactic worked then, right?
I guess so, man. I mean, this, and by the way, this doesn't mean, you guys know this, I hope, but this doesn't mean that games are not on CBS, games are not on NBC.
No.
This is just their deal and what the NFL was wanting and what Disney said they were willing to pay. Now, again, Disney is ESPN, ABC, for those
they
who
were
don't
basically
know.
Going to double the rights package, the rights that you were going to pay. That was what we were told. And that's a shame because I was looking forward to ESPN not being in the NFL business, to be quite honest with you. But that Monday Night Football product, right?
It was just too much money. So this just coming in, but this is a big deal simply because, again, this is going to help the NFL figure out where they want to be this upcoming season. And that's with or without fans. Now, we saw fans this year. I'm guessing with the way this thing is moving, Mike, with the vaccine, we'll see more fans in the fall. And then I think 2022, it's, I'm going to say back to normal if there ever is, but we'll have full stadiums if we want it. With that said, this is just coming down. So we'll see what happens if this is, again, deal has not been signed, but they've worked through all the problems. And the reports are Disney and NFL reach a new rights deal.
All right, buddy boy. Now we'll see what the other guys step up and do. It's going to be interesting, Carl, because we've said it. When does the NFL reach a point? We thought they reached this point in this most recent negotiation where they pushed it too far, and then somebody would say, no, enough. I'm not spending that.
Whew, crazy. It's still a lot of money, Mike.
Right?
It's still I get it. And the NFL's making a lot of money. All right, man. Coming up, yeah, man, no, man. It's our tailgate edition. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.